Hi everyone, this is DJ M-Sim, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Spilt Milk. I graduated, so Spilt Milk was technically done, but there was a free slot that opened up, so I took it. Today's show, I haven't done a show in like 2 months. Wow, that's really crazy, actually. Maybe even 3 months. So I'm getting back into the groove of being in the studio, but today's show will mostly be me sharing some tunes that I just have been just listening to on repeat this summer, and also some things that come to my mind when I think about the summer. Today is my last day of my research fellowship, and it's been rough. So I'm just gonna, you know, shoot some ideas that I have out into the open airwaves. And if anyone's listening and you know me, you should text me and say hi so I know you're there. All right. Told you I was getting back into the hang of things. I don't even know why that just happened.
Be talking before this lit. No time for no lies. No way. I ain't got on my side. He took my brother away. He took my brother away. He took my brother away. Swear I just needed your love. Y'all got me huffing the pain. He took my brother away. He took my brother away. Swear I just needed your love. Y'all got me huffing the pain. Nowadays I cry, even when I'm in the bank. Getting money through the night. Ain't never bright in my day. So now I'ma stay in my body. Apologies for all the day. I'ma stay in my body. With my dead brother's name. When my dead brother rang, never paid him no mind. In my head, tongue and fang, run to blame him, no why. Cause I got love in my life, blood on my lip, and a bun on my bike. Some dumb in my grip, that be gum in my pipe. Never worry that, top on another in my rice. Ay, turn off the lights, hun. Come here and lie, lie. I don't like ya. I don't know why. But I got problems, I'ma try to Columbine and find a pilot to follow through the sky. No time for no lies, no way. I ain't got God on my side. I push my brother away. I push my brother away. I push my brother away. Swear he just needed my love. I got me huffing the pain. I push my brother away. I push my brother away. Swear he just needed my love. I got me huffing the pain. Hey, I don't know running away. Nintendo with the fed. I just be gunning and blast. I'm on the way. I'm running. Lay, I'm finna bloom like perennial sage. You could put that on my grave. Maybe you ain't mine. How it felt to wake up bathed in clay. May your pain unwind. May the glory embrace your frame. You were so lovely. You saw us through all of our buffs. We ponder and bruise, and I never say goodbye. Dripping in blue. He took my brother away. He took my brother away. Swear I just needed your love. Y'all got me, man.
Thank you. your scratched up skin. You sleep softly tonight, don't know the pain I'm in. You're a starry ache, can't decide if you're cruel. But it's better to be burnt by the sun than to be chased by wolves. I will skip to your slick with love till you've had bread, then they run. I could fall right through. I can feel you running through my veins, and my soul goes cold. I fall harder when you say my name. Moon time never gets old.
Hello. So, something that I think I would like to do is I keep a list of things that have made me smile in the day, because I think that's a more realistic version of three things good that happened to me today. Because oftentimes when they're not good things that happened that day, I end up being like, I'm really thankful for my health, which is like super valid, but it ends up being very circular. So, even if it's really stupid what I smiled about that day, that's what I started writing. And I think it really encapsulates the summer that I've had. So as a new post-grad, like as a new graduate, you know, living in this grayness of post-graduate life, something that I wrote down is, finality is not expecting to run into CL at Tampa anymore. And I realize that, like, I just, like, don't see people that I used to spend so much time with anymore. And I don't know, college is such a weird, weird microcosm. And it feels really surreal to be leaving a structured education system that pretty much most people have been ascribed to since they were in kindergarten or younger. So I feel like now I'm just moving into a new structure of being, which is like 9-to-5 perpetual work. And I just feel like I refuse to believe that that's the only thing after post-grad. Like, what are other milestones that I can look forward to that have nothing to do with structures and institutions? It's like including like relational institutions like marriage. Because turns out, your family, when you were a senior in high school, they'll ask you what college you're going to. But when you graduate from college, they ask you, so where's your significant other? So why is it that we jump from institution to institution? Just let me be free. I don't know. Just me ranting. So Hope Tala is the person that just, the artist that just played that song was Blue. That song is really wonderful because it kind of puts a twist on like neo-soul jazz. It kind of sounds like Leanne La Havas, but with an edge. And I think she's going to become really big in the next year or two. So I hope she tours, because I would love to see her. The next few set of songs are a little more subdued. And I don't know, I've just been kind of into subdued stuff lately. Also realized that most of the songs that I really love are dream pop. And I don't know how to feel about that, because I don't like categorizing the things that I like, but it was pointed out to me that it's basically dream pop. You will be surprised to find that I'm going to play a Billie Eilish song. And I also surprised myself by liking Billie Eilish, because I just thought she was another like teen phenomenon, like Justin Bieber type, not much talent, but like looks cute, so is famous. However, there's a really great New York Times, I think it's called Diary of a Song, and it's a series that is on YouTube that is like a video, like a small video dive into like how a song came about. And it's a conversation with the artist, the producer, their families, etc. Talks about the motivation behind the song and whatnot. So after I watched her episode, I was really blown away. I was so impressed by the amount of intention she puts into all of her music, including the ones that sound really whack, like Bad Guy. So anyway, I'll stop talking. I'll play the next set of songs. Enjoy.
Down below, I just can't wonder when I let go. I don't need much in my life, I know. I like you better than you do. I've been drowning in
I'm
Hi, folks. So I just ran into the next DJ whose show starts at 9. I've actually never run into anyone in the studio for the most part, especially ones that weren't tough students, because my show previously was at 6 a.m. because I was crazy. But he's lovely, and his show's called Dirty Old Boston. It starts at 9, and he plays CDs and vinyls live. So it's really cool. Stick around. I'm just reading some of the other thoughts that I wrote down in July. Something that I heard that made me think a lot was, if your faith is not confronting injustice and oppression, it's not faith, it's just culture. It's just a form of patriotism. Forget where I read that from, but I really thought deep and hard about that, because I'm kind of at a standstill with my own faith right now. And something else that made me laugh that day is, Somerville is incredibly adorable as a city, and there was this festival that was happening, and they closed down Davis Square, and it was called Artbeat, that the Arts Council puts on every summer, and it's really wonderful. Local artisans come out, and there's a lot of food trucks, and there's this Thai food truck that never fails me every year. They make the best grilled chicken, and the person who was selling the food was yelling at everyone who was walking by, going, "Don't walk away from Thai food." And it actually worked. Some people invariably joined the line. So she was successful. Great businesswoman. Next few set of songs now become a little more hodgepodge indie. And the most notable thing to say about the next few artists I'll play is that there's a new artist called Los Retros. I think it's one person. His name's Mari, and he's based out of Los Angeles, I believe Oxnard to be specific, and he is like 16 and just is incredible. Channels an indie sound very similar to that of Mac DeMarco, but like makes everything in his living room. Well, I'm sure Mac DeMarco did the same before he started, or before he got famous. And if you look at some of Los Retros' videos online, it is really like transporting you into a day in the life of, because I think a lot of things are filmed in Mari's living room, and like Mari's brother plays the drums, and he's not part of Los Retros, it's just Mari. So really fascinating stuff. I think they'll be big at some point or another. I see that they're touring all over Orange County, California, which is where I'm from, and I'm sad that I'm missing out, because I'd love to see them live. But next up is Blood Orange, and then I'll play a few songs after that.
Get it. Give it time. Whoa. often put onto a lot of folk is like, oh, you're doing too much. And so like a couple years ago, I was like, you know what? My resolution, my eternal resolution will be to do too much.
Yes.
I love it.
I've been living in a daydream. Just a card in the day. I guess I'm stuck in my way. Never had nothing that was sweeter than a mango. Except for you. We'll be right back.
Hello. That was a set of more mellow indie songs, also mixed in with a little bit of jazz rap. Next few songs are also, they also equally don't make as much sense together as a collective, but it is what it is. And yeah, the next song is by James Vickery. It's called Epiphany. It's really upbeat and jazzy. And then there are a few wind down songs for the show. The show has about 13 minutes left. And honestly, I'm really glad that I chose to sub this slot, because I really thought my last show was a few months ago. But it feels really good to be back in this space and to be put in a headspace of thinking and reflecting, because I think because my last show was at 6 a.m., I was especially in that headspace, but right now I really needed it more than ever, and it's great. Another thing that made me laugh in the month of July is I found this new artist who I really like, and their name is Ginger Root. And they are an Asian American artist from Huntington Beach, California, which is like right around the corner for me from my home. So I was really psyched to find this person. And I discovered them because of Discover Weekly, and they had a song named Mahjong Room, which is just like, you don't ever see that. You don't ever see a song name like that, like having representation in the name of a song, you know? So I was like, okay, let me listen to this. It was great. And then I started looking through his artist bio, and the way he describes his own sound is quote unquote aggressive elevator soul. Which honestly, if you go to Ginger Root and listen to anything he has, you will realize that that is the most accurate way to describe his sound. And I think that is the last thing that I have for you in terms of the things that have made me smile in July. And otherwise, here's a few next tunes.
I'ma give you everything you need. Turn down the lights, I won't mind if you need some time. It's the middle of the night, relax now, baby, close your eyes, and I can make your dreams come true. I wanna take my time and ease your mind. It'll all be fine. In your-
those nights that we shared in that September. I see a purple neon light. I see the shape of your body, remember? Thinking back all those days all alone in that November. I see my thoughts going way off track, and still I find my way back to knowing right from wrong. And still, after all, I found you. Before I knew you, my heart was sailing on an endless sea. Before I knew you, I didn't fights, is that why we're not together? I was seeing red, it got in my head. Can you really stay angry forever? All I know is waking up with you feels better. And to think I let you down, you are the island that keeps me from drowning. Lost the sea, and I guarantee this love will keep us alive.
This is DJ M-Sim playing Spilt Milk, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That is the end of my show, and we're going to transition to the next one. Have a good Friday, everyone.
voice. Your daddy loves you. I said, your daddy loves you very much.